I'm talking about when you lay hands on somebody, that person comes back to life, robust, carrying the Spirit of God in them, praising God, not some corpse walking around wanting to eat somebody. I mean, the only walking dead I know of are some of the religious people that they used to go to the Six Flags Over Jesus churches. I don't think they've opened back up yet.
We are watchmen, warriors, victors. This is David Hebner Live.
Men, women, and children all over the world, as we speak, documented, are being raised from the dead. What? Raised from the dead? What is this, a Hollywood movie? David, is this what you're going to talk about? Confounded outer space, put on your tinfoil hat stuff, raising. Don't you understand, David, that was when Jesus walked the face of the earth? Now, don't you understand that even though scripture says in the same scripture that we can heal the sick, that we can cast out demons, that we can raise the dead. Don't you understand, David? There's a little footnote on this raising the dead thing. No. That's just not in the book of Christianity at this point. Right now, there's documented cases over 50 countries, and it's increasing of people being raised from the dead. And I hear about it. I'll hear from my brothers and sisters in Africa, Nigeria, the Philippines, and you guys are listening to the show tonight, a lot of you, because we have a worldwide gathering here, and you're telling me, David, in my church, people are being raised from the dead. This is scripture. This is God breathed. This is God speaking. Matthew 10, 7 and 8, as you go, proclaim this message. What message? The kingdom of heaven has come near. Awesome. Verse 8, heal the sick, that's great. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead. Was it Tabitha? Christ was raised from the dead. This was a tool that Jesus used to, number one, to show God's power. Number two is to give God the glory. But is raising the dead godly? Well, it just depends on what source of power, where the power is coming from. If it's from God, then only good can come from it. If it's from Satan, then only evil. Makes sense? The problem is that Hollywood's programmed us to believe that all of the rising of the dead is evil. Have you ever seen one Hollywood movie where people are raising the dead in a godly manner? This is a movie about, you know, zombies walking around, but they're all Christian zombies because we've showed the power of God and we're raising them from the dead. Of course, when you raise from the dead, you're not a zombie. And that's the other nonsense that Hollywood has created. That when someone comes from the dead, they're still dead. They're just the walking dead. No, I'm not talking about that. I mean, the only walking dead I know of are some of the religious people that they used to go to the Six Flags Over Jesus churches. I don't think they've opened back up yet. But I'm talking about when you lay hands on somebody, that person comes back to life, robust, carrying the Spirit of God in them, praising God, not some corpse walking around wanting to eat somebody. That's nonsense. Get that out of your life. But they programmed us. But in these last days, I can promise you this, that Satan will deceive many with lying signs and wonders. And if we Christians don't step up to the plate and understand the power that God has given us and use it, The body is in trouble. Body of Christ. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Sergeant Michael McGrew. He is a police officer, former police officer, who actually raised somebody from the dead. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Sergeant McGrew and find out, how did that happen? Stay with me.
In these last days, there will be perilous times. People will worship false gods, lying signs and wonders. Bibles will be taken out of schools. As the Antichrist arises, Christians will be persecuted. But now, God's people have awakened. David Heavener Investigates is proud to bring you End Times Investigations, a new DVD series containing over 8 hours of interviews, commentaries, and teaching on Illuminati and the New World Order, Satanism, miracles and healings, the Antichrist, and one world religion. David interviews some of the top experts in their field.
Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm proud to bring you this brand new DVD collection, End Times Investigations.
David reveals how the media is working hand in hand with the Antichrist system. Order now and receive this special DVD collection. Equip yourself and your family. Text bonus to 41444 or davidhevner.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006. Text bonus to 41444 or davidhevner.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006.
Everybody is someone's last evangelist.
You bring out what the other churches don't bring out.
10 million ritually abused people.
Yes, you expose things that they don't talk about.
I'm just so grateful for the work that you have done. So thankful for everything that you're doing and fighting for us in Hollywood.
Tonight we're talking about raising the dead. Do Christians have the power? Is it Christian-like to raise the dead? Can we still do it? Are we supposed to do it? And if we're not doing it and we're supposed to do it, how does God feel about that? Scripture says, freely we have received, freely we give. Well, what do we give? We've received the power, freely we give the power by helping others and giving God the glory. With me tonight, my special guest, Sergeant Michael McGrew, former police officer. Sergeant, you there with me, buddy?
I am.
All right. How are you?
I'm good. Steve. Thanks for having me on the show, David.
Good to have you here. Now, you were a police officer for how many years?
I worked for Santa Barbara Police Department for 31 years.
Wow. In California.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So you were called to the scene. Someone, I guess, was sick or they died, and you prayed over them. What happened?
Well, a couple months before that happened, actually, God had put on my heart a resurrection, and I didn't really understand what that meant. And the more I prayed about it, I still didn't know why he'd put that on my heart. Fast forward a couple months later, I was at the station, and I heard a call of a suicidal subject over on the west side of town. And it didn't sound like it was going very well. There were two officers who were at the scene. They couldn't get into the house, and they were going to have to force entry into the house. And you can't do that without a supervisor's approval in normal circumstances. And so they were requesting that I respond. And then I got in the car. I headed over there, and they were able to get into the garage. There was a detached garage, and she had hung herself. And we cut her down, and we laid her down in the driveway. And as she was laying there, you know, she was dead. I've been to several calls where people have died. I've seen people you would give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, or you would start to work them up, and then there's those who are just, you know, that it's over. And she was in that category. she was blue. Her pupils were fixed and dilated, and her eyes were open. And we took the rope off of her neck, and the fire department and paramedics did show up after we were there. And she had been dead for probably 25 minutes at least, and had not been breathing. And as the paramedics and fire department firefighters started to work on her, but you could tell it was kind of the courtesy CPR, where they didn't expect much to happen themselves, you know. And it was, as I was standing over her, then the Holy Spirit just said, "This one, this is the one you pray over." And took me by surprise, but I started to pray. And as I was praying for her, and the firefighters and paramedics were working on her, I knelt down next to her, and I held her foot, and I continued to pray for probably another 10 or 15 minutes. I just kept praying and praying. And I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, just like you do when you're in church and you're worshiping, and you know that God is with you, and you know that the Holy Spirit was there. And as I continued to pray, I looked up and I saw the lady's eyes close, and they just gently closed. And then suddenly one of the paramedics jumped back, and he was just shocked, and he said, "She's got a pulse, you know." And then the next paramedic firefighter jumped back and said, "She's got a blood pressure." And it was, you know, so shocking to everybody that was standing around, you know, everybody was shaking. And the paramedics, they weren't ready to transport her, because I don't think they knew that she was going to need to be transported. So they ran and they got the gurney and loaded her on there, and she was breathing, had a pulse and blood pressure and everything else when they loaded her into the ambulance.
You prayed for her for 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. Now, when you said that hit me like a ton of bricks, because I think it's important for the gatherers to know, for me to know, for everyone to know, that when we pray over someone, whether it's sickness, whatever, that sometimes it's not just you're healed, but you pray 10 to 15 minutes. That's a long time, Sergeant, while people are, you know, thinking she's dead, you just keep on praying. I mean, it seems like after 4 or 5 minutes, you'd go, I don't know, God, this ain't working too well, you know, but 10 to 15 minutes, that's quite some time. Did you, when you were praying, did you ever have any doubts, or was that not even in you?
I didn't, you know, God was just so present at that time, and I knew it was him, and I knew that he said to pray over her. So I was just going to keep praying until something happened. But
okay. So was she a Christian?
She wasn't.
Okay.
Is not a Christian. No.
So in other words, we can pray for people that are already being Christians, and God can bring them back from the dead. We're not to be judge someone. You're not a Christian. I ain't praying for you. Stay dead. Right. You didn't know. You just started praying over her. Okay. My last question, then I want you to move forward on this. When this happened and she came back to life, were people in shock, number one? Number two is, did you give God the glory? What happened? What was your response?
Well, my first response was praise God. So when they said that and they jumped back, I just shouted, praise God, praise God. And, you know, that miracle, God did that miracle for a lot of reasons, not just for her and her family, but it was for the firefighters that were there, and it was for the officers that were there. So by the time I was praying with her, another officer had arrived, and I had three officers that were standing behind me, and they were watching this whole thing. And later on in the locker room, and I know that one of them probably wasn't a Christian, but they all started to praise Jesus. They were just, they knew that it was God, and they knew that it was the power of the Holy Spirit, and that God had done a miracle in front of their eyes. So, you know, every time a miracle happens and the Holy Spirit does that, it points right to Jesus.
When we come back, we're talking to Sergeant Michael McGrew. Stay with us.
In these last days, people will worship false gods. As the Antichrist arises, Christians will be persecuted. David Heavener Investigates is proud to bring you End Times Investigations, a new DVD series containing over 8 hours of interviews, commentaries, and teaching on Illuminati and the New World Order, Satanism, miracles and healings, the Antichrist, and one world religion.
Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm proud to bring you this brand new DVD collection, End Times Investigations.
David reveals how the media is working hand in hand with the Antichrist system. Order now and receive this special DVD collection. Text bonus to 41444 or davidhevener.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006. Text bonus to 41444 or davidhevener.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006.
Hey everybody, we're back. David Heavener here with you every week. You're my family. I love you guys. This is welcome to my living room, right? Listen, we have the new End Times DVD. End Times Investigation. I have a lot of my friends on here, Lisa Haven, Michael Lake. I have Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Stephen Bancroft. I mean, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy. Folks, let me tell you something. One day, what you're watching us on right now, it's called television, it's called social media, it's called the internet. They're going to turn that baby off. You need a hard asset. I text the word CHOSEN to 91999 or go to davidhevener.tv/order or call 844-806-0006. Yeah. Had you ever prayed over someone before trying to bring them back to life? Was that your first time?
That was the first time.
Okay.
The other times when I had gone to other dead body calls, I was there. I was praying about it. I was asking the Lord, you know, is there something that I need to do right now? But
yeah.
That was the very first time that I did over a person who had died.
And you mentioned several months earlier that you were thinking about the resurrection. God had spoken to you about the resurrection. What was that all about?
Well, I was in a prayer chapel, and some people were talking about a resurrection, and I thought it was very, I'm like, huh, that's kind of strange, you know. And then it just stuck with me, and then the Lord just put it on my heart about a resurrection, and I somehow knew that, you know, I should probably get ready for one. And I didn't know it would be that time or that day or that person, but I know that God prepared me for that moment. And God just, his miracles are so, they're so incredibly personal to us at times, but it has his signature all over it. And he speaks into our hearts that maybe somebody else wouldn't understand what he's saying, but you know, when he's talking to you.
Yeah. And do you know, Sergeant, that when you're out talking to people about this, let's take the Christian community, okay? And you say, I don't know how you say it. I just raised somebody from the dead. Or, hey, I prayed over someone and God raised them from the dead. When you talk to Christians, let's put our cards on the table here. What kind of response do you get most of the time from Christians when you mention that?
Well, I think that there's a time to bring it up. You know, there's the Lord just gives you those opportunities to witness. And, you know, our testimonies are very powerful. And the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And
yeah.
So, you know, he does want us to testify. And what that does is it encourages other people to have those miracles in their own life and to step forward and do those kind of things.
Okay. All right. So what I hear you saying is you use discernment when to say, when to speak it, praying that God's going to give you the right person to talk to and use the right words when you say it, right?
Yeah, I do. I did. I wrote a book and it's in that book. You know, I don't hide that testimony, but I know that there's different, and, you know, even in the Christian community, there's people that, you know, will think you're crazy if you say something like that. But I'm not. You know,
even
they gave me a badge and a gun, and I did a had a pretty responsible job, and I have to say, you know, and everybody that saw it that day, they knew exactly what it was.
Let me say this: even in the Christian community, they sometimes think you're crazy, Sergeant. I have more problems with, quote, the Christian community, or so they say, when it comes to miracles. And when I talk to them about demons and I talk to them, I have more problems with the Christians than I do with the non-Christians. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because it should be the opposite, right? The non-Christians, they just either shrug me off as, he's, you know, I don't know, had too much coffee or something, or, you know, or Heavener's watched or made too many horror films, you know, or they actually believe the dead can be raised, but not back to life. The dead will be raised up to be a zombie, you know, so they don't come against me. But the reason I'm bringing this up is the Christian community, in your opinion, are they stepping up to the plate and freely receive, freely give? Are they understanding what's really going on here? Are they getting it?
Well, I think there are people that do get it. I think there are people that go out and they serve the Lord the way he wants to be served. And then I think there's another segment of the Christian community that wants to go to church on a Sunday and, you know, that's their experience and, you know, feel better about themselves. And
I was in Hollywood, and a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in several years, an actor, a very good actor, well-known, I called him and I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Well, not good." I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Well, my 20-year-old son, who I love dearly, got run over and killed in an auto accident. he got ran over, basically." He said, "David, I'm in bad shape." He said, "Can I come over and talk to you?" I said, "Sure. I want you to come over. I want to talk to you." So he came over. I gave him a hug. We talked. Hadn't seen each other in quite some time, and tears started just pouring out of his eyes. And he looked at me. He said, "David, I know you're a Christian, aren't you?" I said, "Well, I like to think I am." He says, "You know, the Bible talks about raising people from the dead." And I said, "I know that." And then he looked at me and he said something that I'll never forget. And I will never forget the look in his eyes. He said, "David, can you raise my son from the dead? Can you bring him back to life?" I said, and God, I was asking God, give me some words. I proclaim to be a Christian. I read scripture. I've got a father, a son, is dead. And he's crying out to me, God, can you raise my son from the dead? I said, I don't know what to say. I wish I could say something. I don't know what to say. I'll never forget that. Mike, what are you, do you have any words for what I just said?
I do. I lost my own son, and he was 18 years old. And when he was 12, he was diagnosed with bone cancer. And they had to amputate his leg, and he went through chemotherapy. We spent about 200 days a year in the hospital. And the cancer came back three different times. And when my son died, he was 18 years old, and he committed suicide. That's what happened. And I was working, and I got called to the scene. You know, they were trying to get a hold of me. They knew that it was my son. And anyways, I ended up showing up at at the place that he was, and there was a sea of blue. There was a sea of blue that was there, and it was they were there. They didn't have to say a word. They didn't have the words to say. But I walked in, and my son was lying on the ground, and the paramedics had tried to resuscitate him. But God took a different approach in that with me. And, you know, it was something where God did show up, and I did receive some supernatural miracles that showed me that my son was with the Lord. I just knew that he was with the Lord. And the responding officer, the first one who arrived on the scene, and this happened before I was able to pray over that lady. The first officer on the scene told me that time, he said, "Mike, I was praying for resurrection for your son." You know, he told me that a few days later. And that was really the first time I'd ever heard that, you know, and I thought, wow, what a man of faith, what a special man. But I also knew that it was God's will and that my son was okay. He was with God. So it's something that God's still using my son's life, and then also his passing as well, in a big way. You know, I was able to minister to a lot of people that had lost their children. Afterwards, when I went back to work, I told God, I said, I don't want to tell anybody else they lost a loved one. I don't want to go to any more dead children calls, anything, you know. But that's all God had me do. And he had me do that because I was standing on the steps of these people's houses that I didn't even know, but my heart was broken wide open, and they could look inside there and they'd say, "Well, how are you still standing?" And the only thing I could do was point to God. I said, "This is the only thing that got me through it."
When we come back, we're talking to Sergeant Michael McGrew. Stay with us.
With what you're playing in The Last Evangelist, I think it really paints a picture of where we're headed. I think some of the stuff that you portray in that particular series is absolutely some of the stuff we're going to see in the near future.
All right. If you're interested in getting involved in Last Evangelist, our new TV series, go to lastevangelist.com. You can sign the newsletter. You can even donate. And we do need your help. We have things you can do. You can donate, get t-shirts, hats, and go to lastevangelist.com or text the word evangelist to 41444, or you can make that call to 844-806-0006.
You bring out what the other churches don't bring out.
10 million ritually abused people.
Yes, you expose things that they don't talk about.
I'm just so grateful for the work that you have done. So thankful for everything that you're doing and fighting for us in Hollywood.
Please join me. Go to davidhebner.tv. Sign up now. Just remember, you've never really lived till you found something worth dying for, that someone worth dying for. That's my God. That's your God. Love you. See you next week.